Imagining becoming your compassionate self. Start with your posture. Hold yourself or embody the position of a compassionate person, sitting in a strong, grounded, confident, dignified position, with your feet firmly planted on the floor, a hip width apart, your head upright, your shoulders relaxed. Close your eyes and begin your soothing breathing rhythm. Notice the rhythm of your breath moving into your body, a pause, and then the long, slow out breath. Gently allow the in and out breaths to lengthen. As they do so, you might notice a sense of slowing, stability, and increased stillness in your body. Watch your breath and observe your breath with non-judgmental, gentle awareness. Focus on your facial expression. Allow your jaw to relax. And let your face break into a gentle, friendly smile. Compare it to a neutral face. Hear your warm, kind voice saying hello to you. Compare it to your neutral voice. Now begin to imagine that you have the quality of wisdom. This includes understanding that first, we have just appeared in the flow of life with a brain and a set of genes which we didn't choose, and a sense of self shaped particularly by our early experiences which we didn't choose either. These can contribute to our suffering and our struggles in a way that we didn't wish for, didn't choose, and it's not our fault. It is a wisdom that does not blame, but just understands the situation with a deep kindness and wish to help. Second, become aware of the wisdom that has arisen in you from insights you may have gained from each stage of this compassionate mind training. For example, that we have a brain and body evolved to change when we become pregnant and have a baby for women and for other stages for everyone. And that these changes can interact with our early experiences in unforeseen ways. And this is not our fault. Third, become aware that although we have a mind that tries to fix us into a solid sense of who we are, in fact, our thoughts, feelings, behaviors, etc., constantly change. We constantly move in and out of different parts of ourselves, which each create very different states within us. This is the nature of impermanence, that both the good and the bad, the unpleasant and the pleasant, will come and go, wax and wane. Next, recognize that we can often be overtaken by parts of ourselves that we do not wish to be, but we can also choose to feed and grow up to a particular part of ourselves. Finally, understand that we will make mistakes, but rather than condemning or shaming ourselves for them, which makes us try to hide these parts, we can turn towards them with kindness and an interested awareness, with a genuine wish to learn from them, repair where necessary, and turn once again to growing ourselves. We now imagine ourselves with the qualities of strength, authority, and inner confidence. This allows this part to take charge and to hold or contain other parts which try to surface. It gives us the ability to turn to face towards that which troubles us. We now focus on our compassionate motivation, the desire or wish truly to help ourselves understand our suffering and alleviate it as much as we can. We can imagine it as the direction we turn to face and the place we wish to move to. So, although we can see with our wisdom that we did not choose to struggle in this way, our motivation or commitment is to help ourselves learn, grow, and change so that we become better able to manage these difficulties that life throws at us. This is all felt with an emotional tone of kindness and warmth. We can imagine it as a limitless warm light or mist that surrounds us and then fills us up and expands us. As filling us up until it starts to gently flow out of us, as endless and boundless. Now imagine moving and walking as this compassionate person. See in your mind's eye how you would relate to people who you encounter as you walk. Notice your facial expression and your voice tone if you speak to them. Your wisdom and understanding of the difficulties they will inevitably have. The heartfelt wish that they be well, that they be free from suffering. That they be happy and at peace.